Welcome back to the Trinaya podcast. Today is Monday, March 3rd, 2025, and this is our Connecticut Real Estate Market Weekly Insights. Today, we'll dive into some of the things you may have missed over the past week. So let's get into it. Here are some stats coming from the Connecticut real estate market between February 2024 to February 2025. Connecticut's housing market continues to show strength, with single-family home values increasing by an average of 7.8%. This means homeowners have seen a significant rise in their property values, making it a great time to sell. However, the number of homes for sale has only increased by 1.5%, which, while small, is good news for buyers. A slight increase in inventory provides more options in a highly competitive market, though demand remains strong. Pending home sales have gone up by 0.5%, indicating that buyers are still actively making offers, even as affordability remains a challenge. Closed sales, however, have dropped by 0.7%, which may suggest that some transactions are falling through due to factors like higher mortgage rates or competition. The median days on the market is now just 10 days, reflecting a 28.6% decrease. This means homes are selling even faster than before, making it crucial for buyers to act quickly when they find a property they like. The market remains tight, with only 2.2 months of supply. Months of supply refers to how long it would take for all available homes to sell if no new listings came on the market. A balanced market typically has around 6 months of supply. So 2.2 months indicates a strong seller's market with high demand and limited inventory. Homes are selling for an average of 101.5% of their asking price, meaning many properties are still selling above list price. However, this is down by 0.3%, which could indicate a slight cooling off from the extreme bidding wars seen in previous months. The average shows to contract is 18.3, meaning it takes about 18 showings before a home goes under contract. Sellers can use this as a benchmark to assess their listing. If a home has had significantly more showings without an offer, it may indicate that the pricing, presentation, or marketing strategy needs to be adjusted. Overall, this market update suggests that Connecticut remains a competitive seller's market, but slight changes in inventory and pricing trends indicate that conditions may be slowly shifting. Buyers have a bit more selection than before, but still face challenges due to quick sales and relatively high prices. Sellers continue to benefit from rising home values and strong demand, but should be mindful of pricing strategies as the market evolves. Interest rates closed out last week at an average of 6.74% on 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, 6.22% on 15-year fixed-rate mortgages, 6.12% on 30-year FHA loans, and 6.15% on 30-year VA loans. These are all down from the week before. Now for some local real estate news. According to CT Insider, small towns in Connecticut's northwest corner are facing significant challenges in meeting the state's mandate that 10% of their housing be affordable. For example, Salisbury has only 1.59% affordable housing, Falls Village 1.56%, Sharon 2.3%, Cornwall 3.59%, and Kent 3.79%. Cannon is closer to the goal with 7.59%. This shortfall is partly due to soaring property values, with median home prices in Cornwall increasing from $350,000 4 years ago to over $1 million last fall. Efforts to develop affordable housing are often met with opposition regarding proposed sites. For instance, in Salisbury, a 12-unit apartment plan faced a prolonged lawsuit, delaying the project, while another plan for 20 multifamily units received support after community input. Volunteer housing groups are actively seeking land or properties to increase affordable housing stock, aiming to maintain community diversity and vibrancy. According to the Hartford Business Journal, Middletown is experiencing a surge in development due to its vibrant downtown and strategic location between New Haven and Hartford. The Springside Middletown Project, a luxury apartment complex with approximately 480 units, has already welcomed about 30 tenants by late January. Additionally, the city is collaborating with Spectra Construction and Development on the Village at Riverside, a mixed-use development near City Hall. This project plans to offer 258 apartments, 19 townhouses, 38,000 square feet of retail and restaurant space, and a new public parking garage. A pedestrian bridge is also proposed to connect this area over Route 9 to Harbor Park along the Connecticut River. Middletown's appeal is further enhanced by its vibrant Main Street, which features numerous restaurants, cultural venues, and its proximity to Wesleyan University. The city's efforts to improve public amenities, such as the proposed airline rail trail connecting Middletown and Portland, aim to attract more large-scale developments. According to the Hartford Business Journal, Hartford's office market is facing significant challenges, with a downtown vacancy rate of 40% and a freeze in capital markets. This situation has led to financial difficulties for major landlords like Shelbourne Global Solutions, which is dealing with loan defaults and foreclosures on properties such as the Metro Center and the Stilts Building. Banks are closely monitoring their office loan portfolios, with some extending loan terms and others pushing borrowers out. However, Connecticut-based banks have limited exposure to the office market, as many major commercial buildings are financed through real estate investment trusts and partnerships. Hartford Mayor Arunan Arulampalam is working to attract new businesses and support the construction of new apartments. He is also seeking state funding to revitalize underused properties, aiming to reduce the city's office space footprint and repurpose vacant spaces. And now, here's what's going on around the country. According to the National Association of Realtors, pending home sales in the United States decreased by 4.6% in January 2025, reaching an all-time low in their pending home sales index at 70.6. This decline is largely due to elevated home prices and higher mortgage rates, which have strained affordability for many potential buyers. Mortgage rates in January ranged between 6.91% and 7.04%, significantly increasing monthly payments. Regionally, the Midwest, South, and West experienced declines in pending home sales, with the South seeing the most substantial drop of 9.2%. In contrast, the Northeast saw a slight increase of 0.3%. Year over year, contract signings fell by 5.2% nationwide, with the South again showing the largest reduction at 8.8%. Despite these challenges, Lawrence Yun, NR's chief economist, suggests that even a slight reduction in mortgage rates could renew buyer interest, especially given rising incomes, increased employment, and more housing options. According to Homes.com, numerous state governments are responding to a growing property tax revolt by increasing exemptions and capping tax hikes to alleviate homeowners' burdens. This movement mirrors historical taxpayer revolts, such as California's Proposition 13 in 1978, which significantly limited property tax rates and annual increases. In Georgia, for instance, voters approved a constitutional amendment to cap property tax assessments for existing homeowners, but many school districts are opting out to prevent potential revenue losses, leading to debates among lawmakers and taxpayers. Similarly, Florida has adjusted homestead property tax exemptions to align with inflation, aiming to stabilize the market and provide relief to homeowners. Conversely, North Dakota voters recently rejected a proposal to eliminate property taxes entirely, highlighting concerns over funding essential services. These varied approaches reflect a nationwide trend of states grappling with balancing property tax relief and maintaining public service funding. According to the National Association of Realtors, the built-for-rent, BFR, housing sector has seen significant growth in recent years, driven by the challenges many potential first-time buyers face in entering the housing market. Factors such as rising home prices, high interest rates, and financial burdens like student debt and childcare costs have made home ownership increasingly unattainable for many. In response, home builders are constructing new single-family homes specifically intended for rental purposes. These BFR homes offer renters more space than typical apartments, including yards for pets, home offices, and amenities like walking paths and shared gardens. Data from the U.S. Census Bureau's survey of construction indicates that BFR single-family housing starts increased from 60,000 units in 2021 to 90,000 units in 2024. The proportion of these homes among all housing starts grew from 5% in 2021 to 9% in 2024, though this represents a slight decrease from 10% in 2023. Regionally, the Northeast experienced a significant rise in BFR homes, now comprising 13% of the market, up from 3% in 2021. The Midwest saw an increase to 8%, the South to 9%, and the West holds the smallest share at 7%. This trend suggests that if homeownership remains out of reach for many young adults, the demand for BFR housing is likely to continue growing, providing a viable alternative for those needing more space while they save for future home purchases. According to Fannie Mae's Economic Developments Report for February 2025, the U.S. economy began the year with strong momentum. The gross domestic product, GDP, grew at an annualized rate of 2.3% in the fourth quarter of 2024, slightly above expectations. Consumer spending increased by 4.2% during this period, leading to an upward revision of near-term consumption forecasts. However, a gradual slowdown in spending is anticipated as the year progresses. Inflation forecasts have been adjusted upward due to recent higher-than-expected data. The Consumer Price Index, CPI, is now projected to rise by 2.8% on a year-over-year basis in 2025, up from the previous estimate of 2.5%. Core CPI, which excludes food and energy prices, is expected to increase by 2.9%. These revisions suggest that inflation may be more persistent than initially thought. In response to this inflation outlook, the Federal Reserve is anticipated to implement only one interest rate cut this year, reflecting a more cautious approach to monetary policy. Mortgage rates are expected to remain relatively high, with projections indicating that 30-year fixed-rate mortgages will end 2025 at approximately 6.6% and 2026 at 6.5%. This sustained elevation in mortgage rates could continue to impact housing affordability and sales activity. The housing market has seen slight adjustments in forecasts. Existing home sales estimates for 2025 have been modestly increased due to stronger-than-expected sales data in December 2024. Nonetheless, the overall level of existing home sales is still projected to be about 22% below the pace observed in 2019. New home sales are expected to outperform existing sales, although forecasts have been slightly downgraded to account for a weaker-than-expected fourth quarter in 2024. Consequently, projections for single-family mortgage originations have been slightly reduced, now estimated at $1.89 trillion for 2025, down from the previous forecast of $1.92 trillion. For 2026, originations are expected to reach $2.22 trillion, a decrease from the earlier estimate of $2.27 trillion. These adjustments reflect the ongoing challenges in the housing market, influenced by factors such as elevated mortgage rates and affordability constraints. In summary, Fannie Mae's February 2025 report highlights a robust start to the year for the U.S. economy, tempered by upward revisions to inflation forecasts and a cautious monetary policy stance. The housing market continues to face headwinds, with elevated mortgage rates and affordability issues contributing to subdued sales and origination activity. And that's it for today's edition of Connecticut Real Estate Market Weekly Insights. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. If you plan to sell a home in the next 6 to 12 months, or if you'd like to know how the current trends in the Connecticut real estate market will affect your home purchase, give us a call at 203-200-0933 or visit our website, trinaya.com, to send us an email. We'll be back next Monday with more Connecticut Real Estate Market Weekly Insights. But until then, thank you for your time and make it a great day.